Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for May 24, 2018. In today's news, Mitsubishi Electric US has announced two senior-level staff promotions. A building engineers group in the United Kingdom plans to join the Engineering Council. Otis will modernize elevators as part of a renovation of an office tower in Virginia. After years of delays, a massive project including several high-rises on the San Diego waterfront is finally ready to enter the construction phase. And architect Herzog & de Meuron has designed a 90-meter-tall tower for Stockholm, the firm's first project in Sweden.
Mitsubishi Electric US Incorporated, headquartered in Cypress, California, has promoted two senior-level executives in its elevator and escalator division. Mike Corbo to Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, and Eric Zomers to Senior Vice President and General Manager. Zomers, who joined the division in 1989, takes the position most recently held by Corbo. Corbo began with the division in 1986, most recently leading strategic business development as Executive Vice President and General Manager.
The Chartered Association of Building Engineers, or CABE, recently announced it will apply to become a licensed member of the Engineering Council following a membership vote. CABE said the status would pave the way for its members, including those across the U.S., to be formally eligible for the chartered engineer status on equal terms with other engineering professional bodies. The decision follows 4 years of development and consultation and includes plans to offer the chartered engineer, or CENG, qualification. Elevator World UK correspondent David Cooper explained that the Engineering Council registers engineers in the UK. The professional engineering institutes have an arrangement in which some are licensed to register engineers on behalf of the Engineering Council, subject to the rigorous UK standard for professional engineering competence conditions.
A 16-story office building at 500 East Main Street in downtown Norfolk, Virginia, is getting a makeover that will include an Otis modernization of its seven elevators, including one freight elevator, with destination dispatch, Inside Business reports. The new system will save energy, ease maintenance, and provide better service for tenants and visitors, according to a spokesman for the Riverstone Group subsidiary Riverstone Properties. The Riverstone Group bought the 1972 structure, often known as the BB&T building, in 2017 with an eye toward making it more current with elevator, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning upgrades, along with facade improvements.
A huge redevelopment of formerly U.S. Navy-owned properties on the San Diego waterfront is ready to enter the construction phase after decades of planning and years of delays, the Architects newspaper reports. The $1.5 billion project, known as Manchester Pacific Gateway, will bring more than 3 million square feet of mixed-use development and a 1.9-acre park to 8 oceanfront city blocks. It will include a 17-story tower that will serve as a new Navy headquarters, a 1,100-room convention hotel, and a 260-key luxury hotel, 29, 8 and six-story office towers, and 290,000 square feet of retail space. One of the tower blocks will have two towers connected by a sky bridge, and other structures will feature stepped-back facades and punched openings. The project is being developed by Manchester Financial Group, based in San Diego. Several of the office structures are set for completion in late 2020, with the rest of the project expected to be finished by the middle of 2021.
Architect Herzog and de Meuron has designed its first building in Sweden, a 90-meter-tall residential structure in Stockholm that World Architecture News says, quote, will simmer with life and public activities, end quote. The development, known as Gasklocken, will replace a 1930s industrial structure of the same height. The tower will be generally round in shape, but have protruding V-shaped arms, each V housing an apartment on each level, with 317 units in all. The ground floor includes a large atrium, a deli restaurant, office space, and areas for curated exhibitions. Other amenities include a built-in digital platform that offers resident services, a gym, a spa, and a playroom. Construction is expected to begin by the end of the year, with completion set for 2022. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.